Mina ngibona kule site wind which is developed since since ukubuya kuka Emerson Mnangagwa as president. I political environment ngibona ngani silula mbisa. Ngapha kithi abaningi sebethatha izimali zabo befake ekhaya. Abanye bathenga inkomo, abanye bathenga ama-tractor, bethumela emakhaya. Kanti esingaye eSouthampton ngale which is iport othonyela izinto eziyafa. Athola amaZimbabwe ngabe uthene khona ngale abanye bachiya amagonyeti. All sorts of machinery which shows ukuthi abantu we are now looking homeward. Izimali lezi sezithunyelwa some abanye bathumela ne-neighbor in South Africa ukuthi bayethenga izinto eSouth Africa ukuthi banika omalayitshela laphana ukuthi bahambise emakhaya. So you can see ukuthi it's a positive. Unlike ukudala ukuthi umuntu bayethumela imali ukuthi abantu bayekudla kuphela. Kathesi abantu sebethumela imali ukuthi kuthenga izinto, kuthenga imishina, kuthenga, you know, it's just different things. Because kathesi abantu sebekhangela the possibility ukuthi kuye ekhaya. It is now more than ever. That is the sentiment I get from UK.
Kodwa abakhona abanye abathi belokhu bengelathemba lokubana isikhathi sesilungele ukuthi babuyele bayo investa ekhaya. Ukubona njani?
Hayi, ukuthi umuntu things will never be perfect. Into ezinye zizalunga wena sukhona. If you wait for perfection, then it's a mirror forever. But ungakhangela ungasunanzelela kuhle, you can see izinto zakhona ziyaimprova. And ungaphuza ukuyenvesta ekhaya uzathi wena susuthi right izinto seziright mane angihambe. You get to ama-opportunities ekuphelile. Abaqalisa ukuya khona they've taken onke ama-opportunities. So izinto ezekhaya soze zibe perfect 100%, but zizalunga wena ukhona. The fact ukuthi ziya ku-right direction should be enough of a signal ukuthi wena suthi iphangise ukuthenga izinto. Kathesi ungathenga ama-property ekhaya. Ama-prices are still down because of ama-recession and all this bad economy. Ungayeplawe laphana uthenga i-building sibili. You can buy a building for less than 20,000-30,000. Cash at dropping. If you wait another 2-3 years, those buildings are going to double 3-4 times. I have a friend who had a building in Plaware Central Lapan. He paid $25,000 for an entire building. Now just imagine in about 4-5 years time how much that building will be worth. So that principle applies across the board. Uthi nxa ufuna ukuthenga izinto ezijiphileyo, hamba uthenga kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukwenza i-set up ye-business lapho, hamba yenza kathesi. Nxa ufuna ukuthenga iinkomo zakho, hamba uzithenga kathesi zingasaqhalisi ukududa. Kathesi inkomo uyakwanisa ukuthenga 400-500 ithwakazi. Mina nginjeso every other month ngithenga amathwakazi ami 3-4, 3-4, 3-4. But I've noticed over the months ama-price abe khwela bitsha nambitsha. Ngaqala ukuthenga amathwakazi enza $300. Kathesi for the good thwakazi you pay about $600. So if ungathi mina ngizama until izinto zibe right, uzazama huhu, uzashayala amahuhu.
Ye manje ke labo abathi ngingaya njani ekhaya ukuyasungula ibhizimusi kungela mali emabhanga, kuyintengo yakhona la ingaqondakali, kwesinye isikhathi kuyathiwa isiqansa lokunye kunjalo, ungathini ke?
Ungaya ekhaya kathesi. Yes, awusozithola i-cash, imali isahlupha kathesi. But ungasunanzelela, uyasibona ukuthi zangikhona ziyalunga zodwa. But nanzelela futhi abantu abakhona khona hale ama-transactions bayenza kule system esekhona ekhaya. Ukuthi thina esingapha to take a bit of getting used to, but ama-transactions bayenza walaba eco-cash system. Imali which is not visible, which they call it digital money. Umuntu abele foni yakhe, so uyabuza ukuthi le nto leyo kunamalini.